We're back on KCRW's Good Food. I'm Evan Kleiman. Earlier this year, the James Beard Foundation announced its nominations from a location that might have raised a few eyebrows. It wasn't New York, Chicago, or San Francisco. It was Houston, Texas. If you've never visited Houston, you might be surprised at its similarities to LA. With a population of 2.3 million, it's been called the most diverse city in the U.S. There isn't an ethnic majority, and one in four residents were born in another country. It's a mixture of cultures that shape the city's palate in some truly unique ways.
You're going to cook some of these food, but don't just cook the food. Go out and learn from people and learn not just food, but life.
Chris Shepherd is a chef and restaurateur who truly embodies Houston's ethos. At his restaurant, UB Preserve in the Montrose District, ingredients like fish sauce, chili oil, and tamarind make regular appearances on the menu. I wanted to talk to him about what it means to cook in a way that's rooted in where we live. He's written a book about it called Cook Like a Local.
I was born in Nebraska, but I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and moved down to Houston to go to culinary school in 95 and really just kind of learn the city from there. You know, it took me a long time to truly understand it because it is big. It's really spread out. So it takes time to start to venture into these other neighborhoods and start to understand. And, you know, as a young cook, you do as much as you can, but you're trying to work and go to school at the same time. So it took a lot of time. And then once I finally saw it, I was like, whoa. We need to talk about this more and more, and we need to be a part of this more and more. And so that was really kind of the idea.
What strikes me in terms of the name of your new book, Cook Like a Local, I think it's really interesting that often in the culinary world, when we say local, we're referring to ingredients. But there's this whole other local, as in the locals, the people who make up a community.
Yeah. For the longest time, it's what we started to do. You know, like we were cooking locally. We were sourcing all of our product locally. And then it kind of dawned on me, especially when we opened up the restaurant, that like locally doesn't actually mean the product. I mean, it's a good part of it, but it's how do you take the influences of where you're at and the people that are around you, learn from them and then cherish them and kind of show them and put everybody on a pedestal. It took me not too much time to realize that that was the best way to go about life.
Some years ago when you were opening Underbelly, you stodged at a Vietnamese restaurant.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do that? And what did you gain from that experience?
I was asked to go to a restaurant, actually in Pearland, right outside of Houston. And I fell in love with it. You know, I went with a journalist and she was like, I need you to see this. I fell in love with the people. It was, hey, can I come back here and hang out with you and, you know, talk to your mom and learn? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And just the openness and willingness to show me and to talk me through things. And it was really kind of funny because it was like me talking about food and then in turn talking to me about business. And it was pretty fun. It made me start to learn that, you know what? I need to do this at a lot of places. So it was, you know, doing that in a small Vietnamese restaurant. And then, you know, the Thai restaurant that I go into all the time, Asian Market, that was a grocery store. I would basically go there to buy product and I would eat, you know, every time I was in. And finally, Lawrence, I was like, hey, can I just come hang out with the crew? And they're like, no. Like, all right, that sounds fair. And then, you know, next time I'm in, I'm like, you going to let me hang out with the crew again or no? And, you know, the answer is no. Okay. And it's like, it's very small back there. I'm like, I understand that. I'm not trying to open a Thai restaurant. I just want to see how this goes down. And they were like, yeah, sure. 2 days. I was like, okay. So I went back there the first day and it was really kind of awkward and just kind of like me standing in the corner and, you know, four ladies looking at me like, why are you here? And then finally I was like, I'll do anything. I'll sit and peel your shrimp. I'll peel your green papayas, whatever you want. So they kind of understood that. And then the next morning I showed up with donuts. And donuts are the key. Because at that point, it was like, what do you want to know? We'll show you everything. And so it was kind of fun. And then, you know, you do that at like an Indian restaurant, a Korean place, you know, a Szechuan restaurant. And so it was just kind of like me understanding more, not so much the food, but the people.
So let me ask you this. All of these folks that let you into their culinary lives and worked around you while you were looking like a fly on the wall, did they ever come into the restaurant?
Yeah, they come in, you know, all the time, actually. You know, I would say the Jacqueline at Saigon Paglag is probably one of our best guests. They celebrate birthdays. It's family now. We've become a part of everything. And we've done that together. And that's the beauty of it, is that we've taken the time to not just talk about food, but to talk about life. Seeing AJ get married, you know, seeing his kids grow up, and that's what it should be.
Talk to me about Houston's distinctive geography and the approach to city planning or not.
the no zoning laws?
Yeah. And how it informs that the way people eat and shop and cook.
There's districts everywhere. There's not really per se, like you would talk about Vietnamese food. I mean, it's everywhere. It would be as if any other city's pizza joints or burger shops or whatever, that's banh mi and pho shops everywhere in the city. You know, it's just broken out into so many different areas. You know, it's like 680 something plus square miles of just like people. And, you know, there's not really like, this is this section, this is this section, this is this section. The Mexican Salvadorian communities are everywhere. I mean, there is per se Asian town, which is Bel Air, which is like 6 miles of just Vietnamese, Chinese. Korean is starting to be popular there too, but the Korean part of town is up on I-10, which is another little area of the city. Like that's on Long Point, which I think is probably the most diverse, like 6 mile stretch that you can go down. Cause you can start off and there's El Hidalguense, which is based on only food from Hidalgo. And then right next to it is a Thai spot. And right across the street from that is a Vietnamese restaurant. It's beautiful to see how integrated as a city we can be.
You suggest ingredients as an entry point that you've used to diversify your cooking. So yeah. Let's start with fish sauce because it's everywhere in Houston, right?
It is. It's everywhere.
Do you have a favorite brand?
I use Red Boat specifically. My better half and I, Lindsay, we had an opportunity to take a vacation a couple of years ago. And she said, well, where do you want to go? And I said, I think we should go to Vietnam. She said, why? I said, I want to learn more about Houston. And she was like, that's smart. Let's go. And while we were out there, I called and I was like, can I come by and see Red Boat? They're like, yeah, of course. We'd love to have you out. And so it was just a small, short flight to Phu Quoc Island to see, you know, the production of everything and see in a sea of teal boats, there's one little red boat. And it was like, we talked to, you know, the owner of the company for a long time. And I was like, do people think you're crazy for what you're doing? He's like, absolutely. And I was like, then I like it and I'll support it. You know, because it was, there's no fillers. There's no colorings. It is what it is. And so I fell in love with that.
Tell me a way that you use fish sauce in your cooking that was surprising to you.
I think it's a good base for almost everything. Like, not everything, but it gives you that hidden sodium umami characteristic. I hate to say things like that, but, you know, I think when people, you know, with the book especially, they're like, what recipe do you like? I'm like, page 38.
What is page 38?
So it's an herb marinated grilled chicken, right? So it's a puree of cilantro and green onion and garlic and honey and chilies and lime juice, but fish sauce. And you marinate the chicken and then you grill the chicken, right? Super, super easy. And it's not like fish sauce in your face, where it's like you would use it as nakmam or like a dipping sauce. It's there, but it does something to the chicken that gets people to kind of grasp their head around what fish sauce is about.
You mentioned at the beginning of our conversation that you're a Nebraska boy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've obviously had a long relationship with corn.
Yeah.
Growing up shucking it and yeah. Eating it.
A lot of it, yeah.
Can you talk about what you refer to as the shame dungeon? Because I feel like I have also, as a pie maker, been relegated to that same space that cornstarch creates.
You know, as a cook, like, you talk about cornstarch and people just look at you like cross-eyed, like, what are you doing? Like, why would you put cornstarch in anything? It's like, no. It has its place in life. For coating of things, it works amazingly well. We use dishes with rice flour, cornstarch, and just kind of dredge chicken in it and then fry it. It's absolutely perfect. A lot of the things, just like tightening of a little bit of sauces, like mapo tofu, it's perfect. There is no other substitute for that, really, for those style of dishes, like quick cooking woks. It's perfect.
So with all the talk about appropriation in the food space,
mm-hmm.
What are some of the more egregious examples that we would want to keep away from?
For me, how I feel about that is I'm like a NASCAR race. And I hate to use this analogy, but it's the only way I can really do it. It's any kind of race. If we can all push together to be better, then we win. It's highlighting and supporting and loving people, not just telling their story, but telling the story with them and hanging out and understanding and becoming part of a friend and a family. And that's kind of how I approach things. It's not me doing things. It's all of us doing things together. it's what we say at the restaurant, you know, preserve, and what Underbelly had at the very beginning is I want our food to be the gateway for people to go out and experience these things on their own and enjoy their lives. We have photos on the wall of right now, it's on the website, but there's 50 that kind of tell you, like, you like this? Now go get this.
That's so genius. So, like, if you like this from my menu, now go eat that.
Because, like, I'm never going to put pad thai on the menu, like a banh mi, but I'm going to put flavors that reminds you of these things. Our check presenter is 50 different places in the city, right, that inspire us on a daily basis. This restaurant does this. This restaurant does this. Go talk to this person. Do this. And then at the bottom of it, it's like, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. We would like to have you back, but we, you know, we politely request that you go visit at least one of these places before you do. So it's kind of like our roadmap to our city. And so when people come back and they're like, look, I've been here. 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 I did this. And it's, I met this person. Like, to me, that's understanding where you're at. And that's the cook like a local. I mean, you can do that in any city in the country if you're just willing to.
Chris Shepherd is the chef owner of Underbelly Hospitality. He's the 2014 James Beard Award winner for Best Chef Southwest, and this summer was named Best Chef in the World by the Robb Report. His book is Cook Like a Local. After the break, we're continuing our focus on local foodways here in Southern California. There's an upcoming symposium you should know about. Stay with us.